Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks end their northwestern swing tonight in Calgary as they'll try to extinguish the red-hot Flames, who under new head coach Daryl Sutter have been very stingy when it comes to allowing opponent goals. How stingy, you ask? We'll try 7 shutouts in 19 games already. And the drop of the puck, this one's underway, and the Blackhawks control off the draw. Jake McKay passing the puck ahead of the left wing side, front of the benches. This deflects down in behind the Calgary net. Along the goal line left of the net, put it over to Rasmus Anderson, then to Dylan Dubé, into the Hawk zone. He shoots and scores. It's the first shot of the game for the Flames. Dylan Dubé, I believe he somewhat surprised Marc-Andre Fleury with that wrist shot. It hit the top right corner, and the Flames have a 1-0 lead. Ryan Carpenter battling, got it free. Brandon Hagel shoots, he scores! Brandon Hagel with a second goal in as many games. He's another kid that played just up the road in Red Deer, and he ties this score at 1 with a vicious wrist shot over the glove hand of Markstrom and into the top right corner. 1-1. There's Connor Murphy fending off a check from Richardson, but lost the puck. Lucic from the right circle shoots and scores. Hard work by that Calgary line produces a goal. Brad Richardson wins the battle for the puck and got the puck to Lucic. And from the right faceoff dot, he snaps one past Fleury. And it's now 2-1 Calgary. Oh, a shot from the right circle by Reese Johnson. He scores! It's his first National Hockey League goal. And another faction of the Red Deer Rebels cashes in this game here tonight. First it was Hagel, this time it's Johnson. In front of family and friends, he makes it 2-2. Flex it down behind the Hawk net. Gustafson swings it around at the right side to Strome, deflects it ahead to Taves. Over the flame line, right circle, put it in front. Hagel shoots! Oh, what a save by Markstrom! That is the save of the game for Markstrom right there. Boy, Hagel was bidding for his second goal of the night, third in 2 games, and Markstrom just made a sensational save.
That was a huge save.
Hannafin took the puck back. He sends it immediately down the boards into the Hawk zone. Anderson beside the net. Put it down beside the net to Tkachuk, who tried to center the puck, and this deflects over the shoulder of Fleury and into the back of the Hawk net. They score.
Now it's literally as lucky as it gets right there.
Jones, quick pass to Kane, left wing flame line, had it knocked off his stick. Lucic to a loose puck in front of the Hawk net, let it go, they score.
The Flames, Daryl Sutter, defense first hockey.
And no icing is called as Caleb Jones with the puck behind the Hawk net, did it break it now, wide open in front. Gaudreau takes a pass, shoots and scores. The easiest goal he'll ever score. Johnny Gaudreau makes it 5-2 Calgary with 25 seconds left in the game.
I thought that was icing, John. I didn't see the Hawks touch that one. They did wave it off.
Well, the Hawks finish this road trip with a .500 record. 2 wins against 2 losses. They don't have any luck in the province of Alberta in this trip. And they'll be coming back to Edmonton later in the season. But this is the only trip into Calgary this season. I'm sad about that because I like coming here. But final score, tonight's game goes to the Calgary Flames by a 5-2 final.